The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Barracuda do earn a point, but I'm sure they've got a sour taste in their mouth because they had a late third period lead. They took a couple of ill-advised penalties late. The Canucks tie it up on the power play with their net empty and ultimately go on to win it in a shootout for Abbotsford. They snap an 11-game losing drought. They pick up their first win of the season at home. For the Barracuda, they do extend their point streak to six straight games. They earn points in all five games of this road trip. And now we'll look forward to Saturday as they return back home to take on the Ontario Reign. Let's recap this one. The Barracuda scored the first goal of the game at 7:31. Lucas Carlson got things started. Goals in back-to-back games for the veteran rear guard, his third of the year, from Jimmy Huntington and Vinny Iorio to get things started in the opening frame.
Up this road trip by extending their winning streak to four straight. Here's Carlson all day. Shoots, he scores! Lucas Carlson on the left side, he had all day, and he rips one on the far side past the glove hand of Koskinvoa, and Carlson's got goals in back-to-back, and the Barracuda have scored the first goal of the game now in three consecutive games, and they've got a 1-0 lead here in this first period.
So Carlson gets things started for the Barracuda in the first, and they would carry that lead into the intermission, out shooting the Canucks 13-4 in that opening period. In the second, San Jose would begin the second period on the power play after a late minor against the Canucks in that first. And on the power play, they would make it power play goals in seven straight games. A strike from the left side by Quentin Musty for Musty, his third of the season. And at the time, would give San Jose a 2-0 lead.
On a breakaway. Instead, he's forced to put the puck wide, and the Barracuda will gallop out of their own end. Kurtishot tumbling down to a knee, back to his feet, high slot, pokes it free for Musty on the far side. He surveys the ice. Musty shoots, he scores! Quentin Musty on the power play, and the Barracuda have a 2-0 lead. Musty's got his third of the season, and the Barracuda strike just a minute to 9 seconds into this second period.
So at that point, everything coming up roses for the Barracuda, up 2-0 on the road. You've got a team in Abbotsford having dropped 11 straight. So even though there was still tons of time to go in the game, the Barracuda had them on the ropes. Unfortunately, some miscues we haven't seen over the last few games would lead to Abbotsford getting back into the game. They would score the first of the game. Artston is first of the year at 4:12 of the second period after a defensive zone breakdown from San Jose. And then the Barracuda would take a minor penalty for delay over the glass. And on the ensuing power play, Ty Mueller would level things up at 2-2. Barracuda would get a break, though, a miscue by the Canucks in the second period. A giveaway in tight in front of their own net would lead to a goal from Colin White, his third of the year at 14:56, to give San Jose back a one-goal lead.
Faceoff draw to the left side of Koskinvoa. Abbotsford goaltender. He's faced 21 shots to this point, turned aside 19 of them. Off the draw, Wallstrom up high to the point. Barracuda control, laid down into the corner. Picked up, though, by Abbotsford's Kuzdrotsev. One-handed up the wall, but cut off by Wallstrom of the Barracuda, but he loses it. Turned over, on net, they score! Colin White steals the puck away from Phip Waugh, and he rips it past the unsuspecting Koskinvoa. And just like that, the Barracuda are back up by a goal.
We didn't see why after that point, after that giveaway, Barracuda take a 3-2 lead into the second intermission. So to the third period we'd go. Time would start to wind down. Unfortunately, the Barracuda would take two minors in the final 5 minutes of the third period. First, Quinn Musty called for slashing. Barracuda would kill that off. But then Philip Biestead called for holding at 18:33. And on the ensuing power play with their net empty, the Canucks would find a way to level things up at 3-3. Joseph Labate tipping through a point shot for LeBate, his team leading fifth of the year from Minio and Oman, and we're all level late in the third period at 3-3.
Great hold by Oman. He's got the puck left point. Oman inching his way to the top of the circle. Now a shot to the net, they score. It got tipped through. It's going to be Joseph LeBate, and we're
so, the Canucks would find a way to tie the score up, and we would go to overtime in the extra session. The Barracuda, they recorded the only shot, but they didn't really have the puck on their stick much in the overtime period. It felt like the Canucks were controlling it throughout. They didn't put a shot on net, as we noted, but they had puck possession throughout the five-minute overtime session, but neither team would score, so we would go to a shootout. First time this season for the Barracuda going to a shootout. Abbotsford would get the first chance. Niels Ullmann was denied. Then Igor Chernyshov would go for the Barracuda. He was turned aside in the second round. Vilmar Ulrichsson would score on a nifty move, only to have Oliver Wallstrom answer back for the Barracuda. In the third round, Jackson Kuntz was turned aside. Philip Biestad had a chance to win it. He, too, was denied. And then in the fourth round, Ben Berard would score. Luca Cagnoni would have to score for the Barracuda, but he was turned aside. And the Abbotsford Canucks would secure the 4-3 come-from-behind win, snapping an 11-game winless drought. But now Berard will get a chance, works his way into the right. Stick handling, shoots and scores. So the Barracuda will have to answer here in the fourth round, or the Abbotsford Canucks will snap their 11-game losing streak and pick up their first win of the year at home. And it looks like Luca Cagnoni is going to get the opportunity here in this fourth round to try to extend this game. So Cagnoni, the Burnaby, BC native, will take a wide right. Cagnoni works in, shoots, and this game is over. The save is made. The Abbotsford Canucks, in come-from-behind fashion, snap their 11-game losing streak. Barracuda do earn a point, so their point streak extends to six straight, but this is a tough loss for a team that had a lead late. But the Abbotsford Canucks tie it late, and they win it in a shootout. That's how it sounded. The Abbotsford Canucks snap a lengthy losing streak. They had lost 11 in a row, and tonight they snap that, and they pick up their first home win of the season. Barracuda do earn a point, but a tough way to finish what was a very productive road trip. Barracuda do pick up points in all five games of this road trip, but they fall tonight in a shootout by a score of 4-3. Barracuda back on the ice on Saturday. They host the Ontario Reign at TechCU Arena. We are on the air for that one starting at 6:30 with pregame coverage, and you can listen live to the game at sjbarracuda.com/listen and watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Barracuda finished the game 1-for-3 on the power play. They extend the power play streak. The PK continues its struggles. Two power play goals against. They go 1-for-3 on the penalty kill tonight. Final shots 36-32 in favor of the Barracuda. Game late 2 hours 42 minutes. 2,753 shot here at the Abbotsford Center. Let's quickly go over our three stars. The number three star is Colin White. White had a goal in the game, a +1 rating, 3 shots on net. The number two star for the Abbotsford Canucks in his AHL debut, goaltender Aku Koskinvoa, who was outstanding tonight. He picks up the win. He's the number two star. And Ty Mueller is the number one star for the Abbotsford Canucks. So the Barracuda fall tonight. They'll look to get back on track on Saturday as we return back to San Jose after this five-game, 10-day road trip. Again, we'll be on the air starting at 6:30 with Cuda Countdown. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight, whether they listened or they watched. We sincerely appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Saturday when the Barracuda return back home to the Reef. Until Saturday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you of tonight's final score. The Canucks 4, the Barracuda 3 in a shootout. Until Saturday, we'll say so long and good night from the Abbotsford Center in Abbotsford, B.C.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.